It's not easy being alive in 2020. I can't be sure, but I bet someone has written this every year since writing became a thing. It's probably the message in a cave painting somewhere, featuring a little naked man, perhaps called Andrew, running away from a saber-toothed tiger. It's never been easy. It amazes me that we've made it this far. I've clearly been thinking about this a lot since Twitter showed me video after video of police brutality against the elderly, the weak and the meek. It's become clear that a significant number of people I know are taking the position that only ranting mad people speak up or out on social media channels or pages. I can see a lot of sense in that, and it's tempting to decide to stop taking it all to heart. What does the world worry about what I think about anything? What possible influence can I have on events? But what if I speak out or up just for the hell of it? Let's say it's a waste of time and perhaps even alienates me from a large group of people I know. It makes sense then to say the deciding factor here is what influencers call personal branding. If all that matters to me is what others think, then it's best for me to keep my powder dry and post music videos and dog pictures. But if I've come to the conclusion that these people I am considering here do not, in fact, matter very much outside of some complex emotional framework that we learn early on, then I can feel free to alienate as many people as I wish. Stupid word. I don't wish this. But you know. It's taken me years to really feel indifferent to other people's opinions of me. As the poet said, if you aren't learning, you haven't been paying attention.